Welcome to Discovering Bible Treasures, a 15-minute study of God's Word with your teacher, the late Dr. Joe Temple, former pastor, radio teacher, and international conference speaker, and brought to you by Discovery Bible Church of Abilene, Texas, along with other interested friends. Many people in our culture today are in pursuit of treasures in the form of financial gain, relationships, good health, and worldly pleasures. However, all of these are temporal and can only satisfy for a short time. But there is one source of joy and contentment that fulfills the longings of the heart for both time and eternity, and that is to enjoy a personal relationship with our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and understand life from His perspective. And that's what this short program is all about. So open your heart along with your Bible as we dig and discover some rich treasures in God's eternal Word from Dr. Temple.
Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. Open the Word to us, we pray, that we might be able to lay hold of the truth of it. And grant, dear Lord, there might be that understanding that is needed so that applications might be made. Grant that every need of every waiting heart this day will be met, and we'll give Thee all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, the last book in the Bible, the study of which we began in our last broadcast. We presented to you some introductory remarks concerning the book of the Revelation, pointing out to you that the name of the book is the Revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation being singular, indicating that it is not many revelations of Jesus Christ, but one revelation of Jesus Christ. We emphasize to you as well that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. We should expect to find then the Lord Jesus Christ unveiled in the book of the Revelation as He is in no other book in the Bible. We also learn from our introductory remarks that the method that the Holy Spirit was pleased to use in conveying the message was signs. We closed our broadcast the last time we were together by saying that every sign and every symbol needing an explanation is explained either in the book of the Revelation or somewhere else in the Bible. Today, we would like to give you a concrete illustration of that, so that it might be fixed firmly in your minds. The first sign, or the first symbol, which we see in the book of the Revelation, is presented in the fourth verse. You might like to notice what is recorded there in verse 4. We read, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you, and peace from Him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne. Would you notice, please, the last statement, seven spirits which are before His throne? If we are familiar with our Bibles somewhat, immediately we become concerned. We thought the Bible said there was one spirit. And the Bible does say that in the Ephesian letter chapter 4, one spirit. Now, here it says there are seven spirits. So the Bible must contradict itself. The Bible never contradicts itself. If there are, or if there is one spirit in the Word of God, and the book of the Revelation refers to seven spirits, then the one must be the symbol of the other. Let me repeat. The Bible never contradicts itself. So, if in one place the Bible says there is one spirit, and in another place the Bible says there are seven spirits, then the one must be the symbol of the other. We ask ourselves today, how can we explain the phrase, seven spirits? Let me suggest that you keep a marker here in the book of the Revelation, because we will be coming back to it in our study. And turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. Now, you will notice in the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ coming to the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is referred to in the first verse of Isaiah chapter 11 as the rod that comes out of the stem of Jesse, a branch that grows out of his roots. And we are told in the second verse that this individual, the rod, the branch, shall be characterized in a very definite way. We take up our reading with Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither approve after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove for equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. We stop our reading of the passage right there, recognizing again that these verses are referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told in verses 2 and 3 that seven different spirits will rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back to this earth to rule and to reign. They are all listed there, if you will notice them as I point them out. Number one, the Spirit of the Lord. Number two, the Spirit of wisdom. Number three, the Spirit of understanding. Number four, the Spirit of counsel. Number five, the Spirit of might. Number six, the Spirit of knowledge. Number seven, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. So actually, what we are reading in the first chapter of the book of the Revelation is not about seven distinct individual spirits, but the Holy Spirit in a sevenfold manifestation. Because you will remember by reading the third chapter of the Gospel of Matthew that when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came and lighted upon him and manifested himself in his earthly ministry in a sevenfold way. So going back to the book of the Revelation, when you read there in the fourth verse of the first chapter about seven spirits, you don't need to be concerned about it at all. You will notice that the Holy Spirit, in its seven manifestations, is before the throne of God. When I said to you a moment ago that the signs and the symbols in the book of Revelation, which need explanation, are explained either in the book of Revelation itself or somewhere else in the Word of God, we were talking about this that we have explained to you here from the book of the Isaiah. Now, some of you who are thinking this morning may be saying, but what about the explanations within the book itself? Are there any signs of which you can give us an example that are explained in the book of the Revelation? Yes, the next outstanding sign and symbol which we come to in the book of the Revelation is discovered in the 12th verse of the first chapter, where John had heard a voice and turned about to see the voice, and instead of seeing a voice, you will notice in verse 12, he saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Skip down to verse 16. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. As you read this paragraph, you recognize that this individual in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. But you do wonder about those golden candlesticks. You wonder about the seven stars in his right hand. What do the seven stars in his right hand stand for? And if you will glance down at the 20th verse of this first chapter, you have the explanation, which is the illustration of what we are talking about when we say that every sign or symbol needing an explanation is explained within the book if it is not explained elsewhere in the Word of God. Down in verse 20, this is Revelation 1:20, we read, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. You see how simple it becomes. The seven golden candlesticks stand for seven churches in which the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in the midst. And the seven stars in his right hand stand for seven angels which convey the messages which are found in the book of the Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. So you see, you do not have to be concerned about the signs and the symbols. The signs and the symbols are made very plain. We're told right at the beginning that the method that God is going to use to convey this truth to us is the method of sign and symbol, clearly explained in the Word of God. I want to give you these three categories first, and then we will talk about them. First of all, there is the preterist interpretation of the book of the Revelation. Then there is the historical interpretation of the book of the Revelation. And then there is the futurist interpretation of the book of the Revelation. In our introductory remarks concerning the book of the Revelation, it is important for us to recognize that these three interpretations are used in teaching the book. In successive broadcasts, we will examine each one of these interpretations. We will tell you which one we believe to be correct, and we believe that in so doing, you will be better able to understand the book itself. Now, we realize that in the first two broadcasts in which we have been dealing with the book of the Revelation, we have been presenting factual material, but such material we believe absolutely essential if you're to understand this book in the way that it ought to be understood.
That concludes our lesson for today. We pray this short program is a rich blessing to your life. If so, you might want to partner with us to keep it on your station. You may send your gift to Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. That's Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. Also, consider telling your friends how they can listen and discover some of life's greatest treasures by digging in the vast storehouse of wisdom and truth, God's eternal Word.